Oh yeah,
doing the up and down technique.
Yeah, I've seen it done. It's a real thing. First of all, before we get everything started, Automatic, it's a pleasure to see you again, man. How are you doing?
Swell.
Swell?
I'm doing really good, okay?
Swell. All swell that ends
swell.
A lot
of Street Fighter 6 in the past 3 days, and I'm doing great.
Condolences. I know
absolutely
exactly how you feel.
Fantastic.
I know exactly how you're feeling.
How are you?
Honestly, I'm also swell. We'll get into some Street Fighter 6 a little bit later. But welcome everybody to another episode of the Best of Five. We're back to the robe. I just took a shower and it was a really hot shower because I guess something's wrong with my hot water. It's just going at like full blast. So now I'm cold. So I put on a fucking robe, even though it's in the middle of the summer over here. But it's another episode of Best of Five. We're staying alive. We're gonna talk about Homelander and Mortal Kombat 1 very briefly because I played them a little bit during the day today, and honestly, I had a blast. I had actual fun playing a fighting game for the first time in a while. We'll talk about
Mortal Kombat.
Go ahead.
I said Mortal Kombat, huh?
Yeah, I'm having fun with it, man. I am very apprehensive about playing it more because I don't want it to turn into all the other fighting games and how I feel about them.
Oh, that's what I did with Tekken. Like, I don't want to get too good at Tekken because I think the better I get at it, the more I'm not going to like it. So I'll just stay right where I'm at.
Yeah. No, although the thing with Mortal Kombat is I think because there's like all the extra stuff, right? Like there's the fatalities and the brutalities and stuff. I feel like I'm always trying to do like something. Like specifically, like I think the entire goal that I had for the stream I did during the day playing Homelander is I wanted to hit a brutality, and I did, and it felt good. And then I turned the game off.
You just quit while you were ahead.
Yes. Also, Automatic, thank you so much for resubbing for 6 months in a row. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah, Automatic, you did it.
Yeah. Also, hello. I see Later Ragon, Pathos, and Super Combo. I hope y'all are doing well out there. My hair is a fucking mess. I apologize. But let's get out of these topics because we're going to talk about Mortal Kombat. We're going to talk about DreamHack and all the drama that happened and like all the dumb bullshit that happened that I just want to address real quick. And then we're going to bitch about Street Fighter 6. And then it's not all bad. It's not all bad. I feel like I've been very doom and gloom about Street Fighter 6, but, you know, it's not all bad. And then I don't know if you saw, they announced the challenger, the Here Comes the Next Challenger art contest. And so I grabbed a couple that I thought were really funny, and we're going to do a block grab on them. So we're going to admire art because Capcom is stealing everybody else's art. I'm always so apprehensive about that stuff, but we'll talk about that when we get there. First, Homelander, Mortal Kombat 1 got released today. They did a combat cast yesterday showing off. He's a very bizarre character. What's really funny is when you don't play the game and you see him, he plays like Storm. He looks like he plays like Storm from Marvel vs. Capcom. He can fly, and you can actually control his flight like Storm in Marvel vs. Capcom. I don't think I've ever seen that in like something outside of Marvel vs. Capcom.
Does he like build meter and run away and go,
No, it's just a flight. Although he is really good at zoning, though. He's got eye lasers for days. And he's so interesting because like a lot of his combos that like they introduce you to with like the combo trials and stuff, it's literally like button, cancel into flight, another button, cancel into flight again, and then start doing shit. It's like, it's very like bizarrely challenging and satisfying. It's really cool. And you know, I was talking about how, the entire goal of the stream this morning that I did, well, this afternoon, because I started late. I was too busy watching Hamad play Street Fighter 6, and I was fascinated. Both because, like, he was really good at, like, saying shit and then backing up what he said. where he would be like, oh, this guy's just guessing. Watch this. I'm going to hit medium punch, and then I'm going to back away, and they're going to do an EXDP. And then he did, and it happened. And it was like, oh. Yep. It was like, yep, that's Street Fighter 6 for you. But anyway, so I started a little late, and this is a clip. I got a clip from the stream just because, like, I did the brutality, and then I kind of regretted doing the brutality a little bit because it was, you know. But anyway, I'll just let you watch this. Here you go. There it goes. Ooh, I did that by accident. Now I'm dead. Look at that, full screen confirmed. Yeah. I did it! The immediate look of regret on my face. And that's a nod to The Boys. Like, that's some, I don't know if you've watched The Boys at all, but that's something he does in the show. Where he just claps somebody's head and, like, their brains just fly out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought that was real fun. And then, like, I watched that clip back. Because, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, okay, that's a clip. And then I watched it back. And, like, the look on my face of disgust as, like, the person is writhing on the ground was like, oh, yeah. That's Mortal Kombat, baby. Have you thought more about Mortal Kombat at all? Like, are you going to – have you touched it at all? Okay, fair enough.
I watch Casual Tay from Mobileverse. I look at his clips every now and then, and I watch them to see him be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't look at the gameplay that much. It seems like Mortal Kombat's been kind of going through it. I hope they pull through it, but haven't been paying attention to it.
So I'm obviously, like, not, like, too connected into the scene, so I don't know, like, all the, like, most of the ins and outs. But from what I hear from the grapevines of both Twitter, and I watched some Ketchup and Mustard, and at Texas Showdown, I talked to a couple people who were playing. It seems like they're moving in the right direction. Like, the game started off okay, and then it kind of went in a weird direction that nobody really liked, and now, like, they're starting to find their stride, and I think it's gonna, like, because it's such a crazy departure from the previous one, and the, like, I don't think they've ever had, like, the style of play is so different for a Mortal Kombat game that I think it's just going to take people a little bit to get used to. But the stuff that they've been doing with the cameo fighters is super interesting. Like, the new cameo fighters, I think, have been so, so interesting. Like, Janet Cage is an actual puppet, like, a puppet character. Like, you call her in, and then she, like, does what you say. It's crazy. They have, what is it? The new one, Farrah, she basically is a stance. Where, like, you press the assist button, and then she gets on your back, and your character plays completely different for while she's on your back.
What?
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild. It's so interesting. And, like, the utility is so cool, because, like, you get, like, armor moves, and you get, like, a command grab out of it. You also get, like, some types of reversal that your character normally wouldn't have. So it's super-duper interesting, and, like, the utility of the cameo fighters is, like, getting really, really good, I think. So...
Mm.
I'm very apprehensive about spending more time playing the game because I don't want it to be like, you know, the other games I play, as in, like, how sad I am when I play them.
Keep it in the fun zone.
Yeah, so I'm staying away from it for a little bit. I'll maybe play it on stream here and there, but learning Homelander was so fun though. That character is crazy. It's very interesting. It's like very, like, out of the box thinking, which I appreciate a lot. Speaking of thinking, DreamHack was this past weekend. I'm not going to go over much of the tournament because, you know, you guys know how I feel about the EWC stuff. And, of course, that was, like, a big part of the EWC. So I'm not going to actually go over the tournament. However, there were a couple of things that I think we need to discuss that came out of it. First, and this one is a little bit of a something that I was worried about for quite a while, and it's finally happening. It's finally happening. I heard through the grapevine from some people that went that if you were not playing Street Fighter or Tekken, you were kind of like an afterthought, right? Which is very unfortunate, especially like for the people who traveled, like if you were playing Guilty Gear, if you were playing Granblue. And I specifically went to somebody who goes by Silent. He's an Austin guy. You might know him best as Jack Ingoff. The KOF, That he's a really good KOF. Like, he's constantly in like top fours for KOF and top threes for Uni 2.
Mr. Ingoff.
Yeah, Mr. Ingoff, dude. And this was his response. Like, he said, man, the setups at DreamHack suck. And I asked, why is that? And he goes, I've been dropping combos all day. We don't have the end zones like Street Fighter 6 and Tekken. So these, if you were playing a game that is not Street Fighter 6 or Tekken, you were playing on like a 10-year-old Asus monitor. Yeah, that worries me a lot. And look, TOing is hard, right? Like you're talking about resources. You're talking about like a lot of shit that I can't even fathom right now of being a TO. But I would like to think that this is a bit of an oversight, you know, especially like, you know, with everything going on as far as like all of the support that the event has gotten, kind of like just throwing a bunch of communities to the side like that is that makes me feel a little bit bad. And I'm sure there's a very valid reason for why that happened, or maybe there's not. I don't know. I don't work there. I don't know. I don't know what Jabali was going through, but that hurt to read. Right.
Yeah.
I never want to see something like that where, like, you know, like an entire like subsect of the community is just given the shit end of the stick because they're not Street Fighter 6 or Tekken, right?
Yep. It makes me even more happier that Zaffarino is starting to steer away from Jamie.
Oh yeah,
I feel like I'm happy about that. Because on top, like, just the whole tournament environment, you don't know if you're gonna have a good setup. Is the sound gonna be desynced from what you're used to? Is it gonna be 120 hertz? Is it going to be a PC? Is it going to be a console? Is the PlayStation too hot? And then on top of that, you got 2 out of 3 format and a character who requires all this work. I was like, man, pick that. Please pick Akuma. I'm doing it. I'm going to pick some Akuma.
Oh, yeah, you're switching to Akuma?
Officially, no, but I'm probably going to play him a lot more.
Gotcha. Man,
content Akuma, Jamie's still pretty good.
Akuma's crouching medium kick pisses me off. I hate it. Why I hate it, I don't know. It's just like a gut feeling that I have every time I see that move on screen. Yeah, and
I think it's exactly the same as the other.
Yeah.
Like, Ken's have the same reach. It's pretty much.
And they all, like, it's 100% guaranteed you're going to get canceled into drive rush on hit or on block. Whenever you get hit by it. But anyway, we'll talk about that when we get to it. The other thing that happened at DreamHack, and this one was not like, and this was something that I think is very preventable from both sides, right? Because I'll tell you what the thing is, and then we'll talk about it. So, Tekken was one of the EWC qualifiers, so big tournament. A lot of non-FGC esports orgs have been picking up FGC people thanks to the Esports World Cup Foundation Esports Support Program or whatever. It's something that I've gone over. They essentially, the Esports World Cup people are trying to incentivize esports organizations to branch out and go into other esports games. And they're doing that by doing what the Saudis know best, giving people money. So they promised up to like 6 figures for teams to pick up new players and try to, and they say sustainable on their mission statement, but we all know what that means. To pick up like people or like teams or get involved into esports that they're not normally with. So JDCR got picked up by one of those teams named Carmine Corps, who is like, I think it's a French organization. That like some guy just like had the money to put up and then they got big, which is like great. But with something that I did not think about and something that we all kind of experienced this weekend is with all of these outside teams dipping their toes into the FGC to try to get some of that money, also comes their audience. So a very unfortunate thing happened at DreamHack this past weekend very unfortunate thing happened at DreamHack. We're gonna
Like, where's Daisy Steve's here?
Yep. I wish. No, I'm kidding. But a very unfortunate thing happened at DreamHack. It was a, I think it was like the either the game solidifying the top eight or like one of the few games before top eight. And this happened. JDCR up one. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Both. This was JDCR versus AK. Both JDCR and AK up a game, and this is first of two. And it's final round, like double Luigi situation. Here's what happened.
Yeah. That's gonna catch him out of the air.
You're in the air. You're in the air.
Not dead, but this situation is not looking good for AK. Heat dash.
In with the wall. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It says player two. I'm not sure.
So, that happened. It was later found out that none of the controllers on stage were the culprit. Mm-hmm. It was another controller. Mm-hmm. So, JDCR, with the game-winning combo, this happens. And the rules are, if it's a third party and none of the controllers are the ones that caused it, you got to replay the round.
That's so... Yeah, that's... I don't know how that made it past QA.
Yep. And unfortunately, JDCR did not beat AK after that. And then JDCR was eliminated in the loser's bracket afterwards. So, that sucks. The situation sucks. I think the rules kind of suck, but they are the rules. That's what everybody agreed to. What I think was really out of whack was the response that people gave to Jabali. Specifically, a lot of Carmine Corps dick writers decided to harass the shit out of Jabali. So, like, a bunch of people who don't know anything about the FGC just got pissed because, you know, their team got... understandably so, like, kind of screwed.
Yeah.
But
is it when you get all, like, pitchforks and knives, you just find somebody you want to, you know, be mad at?
Yeah.
And he's the face of it, so he's going to take the brunt of the damage.
Yeah, so, like, that, I think, was something that, like, genuinely, like, really made me sad. Both because, you know, I don't think it's a secret that, you know, I think Jabali's, like, one of the better TOs that we have. And I think he does a lot for our scene. And I think he also very much owned up to the fact that that sucked. And he's going to do better and going to try his best to make sure that that doesn't happen in the future. But still, like, it getting harassment and to the point where, like, Jabali had to put this out. Yeah, sorry, friends. Going to private my Twitter for the night. I feel terrible for the end result for JDCR and will help him attend future qualifiers for another chance. But the amount of death threats and crazy things being said to me are pretty horrendous. So, that's not okay. And I never would have thought that, like, bringing in an external audience would be such a detriment. that sucks. And, you know... like, I don't think, and of course, like, you know, this also, like, spawned, like, some weird conversation on Twitter happened over this shit, but, like, I didn't even want to get involved, because that stuff was just wild. But, like, why, I don't understand, maybe it's just, like, a generational thing, where, like, once cyberbullying became a thing that adults knew about, they started trying to get kids to stop it, but because they told kids to stop it, kids would do it more. So, like, this is a sadly, like, very regular occurrence whenever something, like, controversial or shitty happens. And I don't understand why or how, but with that said, though, this story isn't all gloom and doom. Jabali being the person that he is, he tends to, like, take things on the chin and still, like, kind of keep on going with things, which I really admire, and I hope to be as resilient and, I was going to say powerful, but I don't know if powerful is the right word. I don't know. As resilient and tenacious as Jabali is to do the best for the community. He tweeted this out after the event. Human errors aside and mistakes we'll learn from. I'm damn proud of everyone this weekend and what was accomplished in such a short time frame. Thank you to everyone that came out to easily the best DreamHack I've ever been a part of. My 33rd one. Next up, DreamHack Sweden. Then CEO 2024. So, I'm happy to see Jabali doing well in spite of all of the bullshit that he's had to go through these past couple of days. And I wish there was something we could do about like this shitty harassment, death threat tradition that's overtaken social media.
Yeah, you hear it all the time about tournaments when like it's almost like it's built for the viewer, but the in-person experience, just a lot of room for error. Mm-hmm. And then when something happens for the viewer, that makes it even worse. But I will say, though, that the DreamHack Street Fighter 6 tournament, I don't mean to segue for you, but
no, go for it.
I actually enjoyed, it was like the first time I actually enjoyed the matches. I've yet to watch the top eight, but leading up to top eight, it takes effort to pay attention to Street Fighter 6 matches for me, but I was genuinely interested in watching it.
Yep. Before I'm going to address what you just said, but first I wanted to address something in the chat. Shayon says, I don't think that esports teams deserve the shit talks that they're getting because of some awful fans. Every big sports and esports team has that. Sure. However, Carmine Core didn't even put out a statement saying, hey, don't harass the fucking TO. That's literally the minimum that they could have done, and they didn't do that. So, look, at some point, somebody has to say something, and that's why I was kind of upset that, like, nothing was said by anybody. And even JDCR himself posted and was like, hey, guys, it's okay. I'm fine. So, but anyway, to your point about the DreamHack matches, did you feel the same about Combo Breaker the week before?
Yeah, I'd say so. And maybe a little bit of it is this is a different patch, so you're going to expect to see things you haven't seen before, and you don't know what you could. Like what there is to see with mm-hmm. the new patch, but the game overall, I think the damage reduction to like drive rush cancels and little tweaks they made to reduce the like high opportunity, high damage, high everything, reducing mm-hmm. that, I see more player interaction and I like that.
Nice. And so let's get into it. Street Fighter Season 2. I know we were kind of both in the hospital before the patch came out. Where we were like, man, at least I hope season 2 isn't going to be like this. So, now that we've spent 2 weeks? 1 week? I don't even know.
Has it been 2 weeks? It feels like it's been like 4 days.
I don't even remember.
Whatever Combo Breaker was, like 2 days or something before that.
Yeah. Well, you know, while we don't know how long we've had the patch, we know that Steve, Ace King Offsuit Jurek, has been subscribed for 76 months. So, thank you, Steve. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the org could have at least said something. But that's all I'll say about that. Let's move on to Street Fighter 6. Or else I'm just going to be here saying the same thing over and over again. Especially because, you know, like the people are fan of the fucking team. They're not fans of JDCR. They didn't even know who he was until this weekend. Let's be real. But anyway, that aside. We've had the new patch for a while. A lot of the changes looked promising and eye-opening when we first looked at it. After however long we've had, how are you feeling about the patch and Street Fighter 6 in general?
I think the direction is the right one. It's the you know how you get like a waypoint? Like, you go this way. They're going that way. I don't think they're at the quest part yet, though. But they are on the right path, I think, in overall reducing the amount of oppressive offense. Mm-hmm. Still is the same. I think the game is largely the same, but they're dialing it back a little bit.
Yeah. No, I feel largely the same. Like it's an improvement, but it's still like every time I play and I just get like drive rush, crouching medium kick, drive rush into fucking level 3. Like I just like a bit of me dies inside, right? And something that I've kind of come to the conclusion of, for me personally, is that I love this game. I think Street Fighter 6 is a fucking great game. However, the meta sucks ass. It is so fucking boring and stupid where, like, and I don't know if it's just, like, because of the people I'm playing, because I'm just playing on ranked, or, like, whatever level I'm in, but literally it's... And I've watched, and when I was watching Hamad, and this is probably why I like got stuck watching Hamad this morning and this afternoon, is he was kind of going through the same thing where like he was playing Shine, Right. Both great players. Mm-hmm. Both very well-known players. They've done, like, they know what they're doing. The entire time, Hamad standing in one spot. Shine, walking backwards.
Yeah.
Right. And that happens so much. It's like, it's so difficult to, like, get people to engage in this game. Because all it is like, you either walk backwards and fish. So you're, like, pressing buttons at full screen just in case the other person, like, drive rushes or some yeah. shit. Or you drive rush yourself. It's literally like yep. a fucking, like, what's it, like, an old Western standoff until, like, somebody does something. And it's so boring. It's so yeah,
that's,
boring.
That's, at the end of the day, that's the problem. Is it compelling? Is it interesting? Is the way they get to their oppressive offense feel deserved?
No.
Oftentimes, no. Oftentimes, it'd be like a random scramble. Oops, I jumped. But if you watch the match between Dual Kevin and Goichi at DreamHack, you can see how the game, like, if that was the game, it'd be really good. That was the best Street Fighter VI match I probably ever saw.
I'm going to have to
like,
see
there
it.
Was so much neutral patience, like, just firing off reactionary whiff punishes, meter management. I was like, wow, this is a good game. What they're doing, that's yeah. really good. But the issue is that you can take both of those players and put them up against a good player who plays a different play style that's really nutty, and then mm-hmm. it would look like a really dumb game.
Yeah.
So it's like those. It's so hard to play that solid, consistent way against people who aren't, basically.
Yeah, and what's really, and I think what's really annoying about that specifically is I don't think I would normally like feel jaded or like upset about that, but because it's like that's the way that the game is being played, and it's being played by a large number of people that way, you can tell it's not intended because some characters just don't play that game.
Yeah, or they don't play it nearly as well.
Yeah. Like, for example, that's Jamie. Like, and Manon. Manon doesn't even have a fucking drive rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, her drive rush is data verified the worst drive rush in the game. Even Zangief has a better drive rush. Lily has a better drive rush. So, it's like, it feels like everybody's playing the game at full screen and Manon can't.
Mm. Oh, man. Ken, you brought up Shine, man. I played Shine. I stopped streaming because after I played Shine, I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I don't want to do this no more. Because I want to play good players, but I don't feel like I'm playing good players even when I'm playing good players.
Yeah.
I'm just playing mechanics. I'm fighting against what the game can do, not what they're thinking about. Like, sometimes it feels like the choices are just laid out for you, mm-hmm. and you can just work with that. And it's like, I'm not granted access to our, you know, chess part of the game.
Yeah.
Same thing with meters and it's like the obvious situation is your opponent's in burnout, they're in the corner, they don't have super. So you do a guaranteed DI. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then the counterpoint to that is, well, you spent too much drive gauge, so you deserved it. Sometimes that's not even true.
Yep.
Sometimes that's just not
true. You get punished for blocking.
Maybe you spent a little bit. And then you got punish countered, and then you got hit with a DI, you got hit with a level 3, and now all your gauge is gone. Or you blocked too much. Mm-hmm. You might have blocked too much. And then it's like, oh, yeah, well, you shouldn't have blocked too much, Boomer.
Yeah.
Should have done an uppercut. Should have jumped. Should have mashed on wake up. Should have perfect yeah. buried. Oh, man, the perfect parry nerf is a whole other. That's a interesting.
I feel like that didn't fix anything. I thought it would, but it didn't.
I think it made things worse.
Yeah.
I think it should have been nerfed. Alongside drive rush being nerfed too, mm-hmm. they nerfed the defensive mechanic, the best yeah. one, the probably in my opinion the lesser of all evils.
Yeah.
But they nerfed the one that could stop all the offense mm-hmm. and turn it around, which wasn't very healthy. But at least you could at yeah. least swap positions, sorta. And so now it doesn't do damage. You don't get a lot of drive gauge damage out of it. You pretty much just get a knockdown, maybe mm-hmm. a side switch, and then if you got a level 3, you can get decent damage out of it.
Yeah. No, and to add to your point about being stuck in the corner or something, and going off of my point about how people just walk backwards, like I feel like this game like rewards you for like walking yourself into the corner. Because then it's literally like rock, paper, scissors, lasers, shotgun. Where it's like, yeah, oh, is this person yeah. going to wake up DP, or are they going to do a wake up super? Are they going to DI? Or are they going to try to perfect parry? So like there's so
typically
many...
that's a tough thing. when you walk your opponent to the corner, but then they throw you into the corner. Typically, that's kind of how it goes. Like with Gal, traditionally, it takes a while to get to him. And then when you do get to him, you got to see, I don't know, what's he going to do? Is he going to do a flash kick? Is he going to, what is he going to, what's he going to do?
Yeah. However, perfect parry kind of ruins all that.
Yeah, everybody has a little bit of that now.
Yeah.
Perfect parry, back throw, punish counter, can't recover backwards.
Yeah, it, yeah, that I think is like what kind of drives me crazy, because then it's like I just walked like a Ken to the corner, and now the motherfucker's running away again.
Oh yeah, fireball drive, rush Ken, heavy punch, boom.
Yep, and then it's like I get tired of like doing like the crouch block or the walking block, and then I get hit by a fucking like full screen.
Yeah. Oh man, and the proximity guard on down medium kick is just enough so you can't walk backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think you and I are both like kind of in the same place when it comes to this game. But I think the one bright side to all of this is like at least they're moving in the correct direction. Somehow. Yeah. Somewhat.
Yeah.
Something still that they didn't. Though. Yeah. Yeah. It's like I feel like our medical bills are going to go through the fucking roof.
But I guess we should explain like the hospital is something that I kind of I said it because sometimes people ask me questions, which I, you know, invite, and I like that and I appreciate it. Sometimes when I'm in a match and things are not going well and I'm in a bad place mentally, and then somebody asks me a question, it reminds me of somebody in a hospital bed when they have like the full body cast, one leg raised up, and they're just stuck, and they're just like, hey, so why is DJ's jab the fastest in the game? I'm kind of busy here. I can't address this stupid question right now. I'm just, you know, leave me alone. I'm in the hospital. That's where it comes from.
I've just kind of like appropriated that for myself as well. So I just thought it was so funny when I heard it the first time. It's like, wait, you're in the hospital? Oh.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But you know what I think they need to do? And I've had this thought for a while. I've thrown it to a couple people and I feel like some people agree with me. I think they just need to treat Drive Rush like FADC, where if it's on block, you're not plus.
Yeah.
I think that would fix a lot. I think that would fix a lot because and you can argue it's like, oh, it costs 3 bars to cancel in the Drive Rush. Yeah, you spent 3 bars and you didn't get punished.
Or you maintain the frame advantage of the original normal. So if it's a plus on block normal, you can still do it. So Akuma's stand medium punch will be +1 instead of +5.
Yeah. Yeah, or if it's like something like -1, you're still -1 after you do it, right? Like, I feel like that would be something that is... I feel like that would make the game a lot better when it comes to, like, the issues I've been having with Drive Rush. However, like, I don't know how you would do that without, like, messing up the actual combos. I guess when you get a hit, you get extra frames anyway, so I think it works. So... I don't know.
Yeah, you could also just reduce the block stun. It could be +2 instead of +4 on block. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like I'm just so tired of like feeling like I am working so hard. And of course, like the secondary character I picked up was Jamie, so like I'm not doing any better than with a secondary character there. Yeah. But honestly, what's really funny is like playing Jamie, after playing Manon, it feels like Jamie has the fucking world. He has a crouching medium kick that reaches kind of far and you can cancel into. Shit.
You need to play Akuma and see what the other people are like. Wow, this game's pretty good.
I don't know what's wrong with these Jamie and Manon players. I feel like if I play Akuma, like I'm going to play him like twice and then be like, all right, I'm done. No more. No more. I will become what I have hated.
That'll be the new challenge. Have fun while playing Akuma and winning. That'll be the ultimate boomer challenge for me. Oh, God, I'm winning. Jeez.
Well, look, something that I think is very positive is that in a very like non-Western world announced Capcom TV show, they had the director and the producer, Nakayama-san and Matsumoto-san, show up, and they announced that they will be doing more frequent updates for the game.
Good.
So, hopefully, we will... And you know what's funny? I thought I genuinely thought coming into Street Fighter 6 that, like, when they announced that they're only going to do, like, one patch a year or whatever, that that would be a good thing. But, man, I struggled. I struggled after a while, man. And I don't know if it's the character I play or what. But.
It's also, I mean, I wonder what the statistics are on when they made fighting games and then released a new version, like UMVC 3 from Marvel 3. Mm-hmm. What was the time frame in between that? And was it more than it took for Street Fighter Season, well, I don't know if it's Season 2 officially, but the latest update, how long did it take for them to do that? That just felt like they were worried about messing up a patch.
Yeah.
And then Capcom Cup happens and they don't have a game that's good to display.
Yeah.
That felt more like a safety play than anything else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like not willing to, they want us to take risks all the time in neutral and knockdowns and waking up, but they don't want to take risks on changing the game up. Okay, all right, fair enough. Business decision.
Yeah, although you know what's interesting is apparently the word, like the rumor mill turning, is that we're gonna see some Street Fighter announcements this Friday at the Summer Games Fest.
Are they going to announce driver reversal is going to be faster and you can punish people when they do low forward in a drive rush cancel and it doesn't, they can't block in time. You don't have to guess because you can't actually react after the screen freeze and they actually do it in time. So you got to do it before the screen freeze. And if they don't drive rush cancel, you just waste two bars instead. And then you get some white health damage, but you know they can recover their white health even if you hit them, right? I believe that's correct. So white health just is, what's the word? Inconsequential. And you just reset neutral.
Yep. You know what else pisses me off so much? I feel like Manon got the shit, dude. When you're talking about driver reversals, I think Manon got the worst end of the stick because all of her mediums are 7 startup.
You mean like baiting?
Yeah, like if you block a driver reversal, she can't punish with standing medium punch or crouching medium punch anymore.
Oh,
and her jabs don't reach that far. Like she got fucked, and her heavy command grab, which is 5-frame startups. It's so inconsistent.
Well, if you, look at the French fries side up, okay? I just made that up. You have them in a mix. You know, you could do a command grab or make them think you're going to command grab and jump. You know, you're still plus. Still plus, bro.
I don't know. I will say this, though. I will say this. I have been playing Street Fighter 6 more than I have last month. This month, I have played a lot more Street Fighter 6 than I have last month. So,
yep.
I think that kind of speaks for itself.
Yep.
Before we move on to our next, our final segment, which is going to be a block grab, which I'm very excited, by the way. Like some of the art contest stuff is really, really cool. And I'm excited to show some of that off. Steve spent some channel points to ask a question. And he said, what IP / franchise would you and only you like to see made into a fighting game?
You first. I don't got nothing. I'm thinking.
Let me think.
That happens so frequently for the things that I like.
Yeah. You ever watch it? There was this movie. That it literally like kind of lends itself to like the rumor that Hollywood is just like a money laundering scheme. There was a movie called Food Fight where they got like a bunch of like market brands and they try to like kind of rip off Toy Story, but with a supermarket, and like Charlie Sheen was in it. And like, there was a couple of other like really big names in it. It doesn't make sense. The movie was ass, but I'd love to see shit like that. Like a Starkist tuna versus a fucking like Sunny D.
Oh, celebrity death match.
Damn, that's a good one. You win.
I rest my case.
You win. Yeah, you win.
It's kind of explains itself.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to add a quick note here. Since this entire segment was about showing off art, visual art, I'm going to go ahead and cut this one from the podcast. I'm going to upload this segment over to our YouTube. So you can check it out there. But essentially, we went over a bunch of the art submitted for the Street Fighter VI New Challenger art contest. I will leave in, however, the last entry. The last entry is submitted by an anonymous user, and I think we did a really good job of describing what it looks like and everything else. So thank you guys for listening. If you want to go check out the segment, please check it on YouTube. Thanks. I hope you guys are doing well out there. All right. I don't know. Here's the end of it, I guess. I don't know how to segue into the other stuff. So here you go. Is this one from an anonymous entry? And it's DJ Drive Rushing. This is 1,000% a grab. Honestly, if this doesn't win, I'm going to riot. What do you think?
Did you make this?
Me?
Okay, if you made it, it's a block. But if a 5-year-old in kindergarten made it, I grab it.
What's the difference?
The reasonable amount of skill displayed.
Come on, man. Of course I fucking made it. And of course it's a grab. Fuck you. That shit took me like an hour. I did it on stream, too. It took me like an hour.
I knew it.
Yeah, I was using Paint 3D. And then after I made it, I was expecting it to look way worse than it is. And after I made it, I was like, okay, I actually kind of like this. So then I went and Photoshopped it into the the template.
Oh, jeez.
But I don't know, man. Dude, I'm like way prouder of this than I think I should be.
He's got Alex feet from Street Fighter V.
Yeah.
Did you copy and paste his feet and then make one foot and then copied it to the next leg?
Yes. Absolutely, I did.
Nice.
And I think that's the only thing that I did copy and paste. That's the even funnier part. Dude, I don't know, man. Look, you see the texture? It's got like a yarn texture to it. I don't know, man. I like it. I like the texture to it. Mm-hmm. It's my desktop mm-hmm. background from now on. And honestly, like I said, if it doesn't win, you know it's rigged. And mm-hmm. Capcom can keep that one. All right, that was all I had. It was like 12, 15 of these. I don't remember how many I got. But there's some. Why does he look like Mr. Hankey? From South Park? Does he? Okay, I almost accidentally like deleted it. I don't know. I don't see it.
Not me either.
I don't see it.
I mean, there's the oval shape and the color brown.
Yeah, that was the maybe. Only thing I could do. I was in paint. Also, like my other favorite part is like you can see the color of his skin underneath the jacket, and below the jacket are different.
No, he's right. I think Ace King is right.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can. I found a good one. Let me see if I can switch it over for you. This one. Can you see?
Yeah.
On my screen.
Yeah. Oh wait. Can you move it to the? Can you move it to the left? It's like the picture. Yeah. I don't know, man. The gloves are different.
Okay. Oh, shoot, my fault. I'm just clicking through all my slides here. My bad.
Oh, it's all good. I don't see it. I don't see it. I think it's perfect. Right, just like how I think DJ's Drive Rush is perfect. I don't. But anyway, that was our block grab. Honestly, like I think seeing art and stuff like this is really, really cool. I think I don't like that Capcom is like kind of getting art for free this way, but I also like that people are showing off their art. You know?
You mean to that.
Yeah. The prizes for these, by the way, are valued at $0. The way this contest works is they're going to pick 20. The Capcom dev team is going to pick 20. All 20 of those make it into the game. Then after they pick the 20, they're going to have an in-game vote. And the top three get the grand prize. Wondering what the grand prize is?
$1,000.
No, the prize is valued at $0.
You get a title in game.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So if yours is in the top 20, which mine will be, you get a title in the game and you get your art in the game. And then if it's chosen as a in the top three by the audience, you get another title.
I don't know if this is known yet, but if it's when it's in the game, you gotta pay for it?
I don't think so.
With drive tickets or?
I don't know. I've never paid attention to this stuff. But with that said, it's Capcom's. So if it wins and it sells for money, then you don't get any of it. Because that's the world we live in.
True.
Yep. But anyway. Got to end on the doom and gloom again. That's another episode of Best of Five. Everybody, thank you so much for joining.
All right, folks, good night.
Corporations
not even
suck.
We'll be right back. Or just like a segue to something.
Oh, no.
All right, that's it. Nothing. Yep. Let's go. We're leaving. Out of here.
We're leaving. My name is Elon. You can follow us at Best of V Show everywhere. This is the legend, Automatic. Automatic. I was watching Eris, and I saw you got the Eris bump. Where he was like, hey.
Yeah.
Your third strike stuff is cool. There we go.
That was nice. It made me feel bad because like 2 weeks ago, I was editing like 4 to 7 videos at once, uploading 2 or 3 a day. The patch came out and now I'm just being a grumpy piece of crap. But I'm actually doing pretty well. My stream viewers and YouTube channel is doing great. I just got to get back on the YouTube horse. Nice. Just been, you know.
Hell yeah.
I
wonder
more.
What that feels like. No, I'm kidding.
It feels right. Tired. I'm tired right tired. Now.
Honestly, yeah. I'm really tired too. That's the other reason why I'm wearing the robe is I don't feel great. But anyway, that's enough of all this. Let's go home. Automatic, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we'll be back next week. I mean, we will be back next week. I'll see you on the Streamland. I'll see y'all in the cyberspace, in the YouTubes, in the TikToks, and the everything else. Let's try to stay out of the hospital.
Okay, goodbye.